The mind is neither male or female. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. The mind is neither male nor female. We like to think that women have female minds and men have male minds. And as we think of that, we're thinking of a limitation. Now, within every man and within every woman is the entire consciousness of the universe. The mind of the universe is universal. It's everywhere. A man has a human brain, and a woman has a human brain. Now, the brain is our receptor of the infinite mind intelligence. And the brain sometimes is told that it is limited. The brain is sometimes told that it can only think in feminine ways or think in ways that are sensitive and caring, or it thinks in masculine ways, things that are bold and definite. And yet, both men and women have all of the aspects that the brain has to give. It's just that some people are a little sensitive and some people are not sensitive. Some people are more loving and other people are more judgmental. It all depends on what the person is, how the person has chosen to look at life. Now, you can have children brought up in the same family, boys and girls, and they're brought up with the same values and the same parents and the same brothers and sisters and the same education and the same everything. And yet they're as different as night and day. And why are they different? Are they different because they're male and because they're female? Or are they different because they are themselves? They take from the universal concept, they take from the universal aspect of allness, just what they feel is important and exciting for them. They take this and they use this because this is what they delight in. It has nothing to do with their being men or women, male or female. It has only to do with their receptivity of the universal allness. It only has to do with their sensitivity to what life is all about. Now, we've seen some very masculine men, some very male men, and they have very sensitive natures. Tough but oh so gentle is a saying it's often used. And they have the sensitive nature because it's part of their being. And it's part of their being that at for a period of time, they did not express it too much. And then, all of a sudden, or not all of a sudden, little by little, they develop the enjoyment of using it, and the enjoyment of being sensitive to it, the enjoyment of feeling, hey, that's pretty exciting, that's pretty wonderful. And as they develop this attitude of, that's pretty wonderful, as they develop the attitude of thinking that this is sensitive and it's good, as they develop that, they felt a goodness within themselves. Oh, and women who had the opportunity to go out and express their inner genius, and they take on responsibility where their husband died and they have to take over the business, they take it over remarkably well. They have the remarkable genius for taking it over and doing it. They have the remarkable ability, and some don't. Some just say, I don't want it, that's not my cup of tea. They sell the business or do whatever they do, but they want nothing to do with running it. It's not their nature. It even means they have less money by not taking responsibility, but they don't care. This is not their thing. They would feel they make it unsuccessful, whereas it had been successful. Well, these things happen in the lives of all of us. And they are not to be called male or female. They're just to be called how we look at life. If a painter certainly has his feminine side looking at the sensitive parts of life, and a photographer has his sensitive parts, and a sculptor, a writer writes with this talent of seeing how a man and a woman each uniquely look at things and how they respond to things. It's not a matter of being feminine or being masculine. It's being alert to what sensitivity is and insensitivity is. Now, we sometimes say men are insensitive, but men are more sensitive than women, and women are more sensitive than men. Now, how can you say a statement like that? It all depends on the circumstance. It all depends on the condition through which they're going, and the background that they've had, and the present understanding that they have. A man who had no interest in puppy dogs all of his life, he's just had shied away from them totally, and then all of a sudden a little puppy dog comes into his world that he has to take care of. If he doesn't take care of it, the little dog will perish. And so he starts taking care of the little puppy dog, and the little puppy dog shows its affection and shows its love and shows its caring and shows its attitude. And the man's attitude, not against dogs, but not for them, all of a sudden begins to change in a most beautiful, lovely. That ability to be caring was always there. The ability to be uncaring is always there. The ability to do anything that we would like to do is always in us. The ability to be male is always in us. The ability to be female is always in us. The mind of humanity is neither male nor female. The mind is neither limited by any aspect that we might have in our character or in our being. And the more we express ourselves universally, the more we find that we are all. We are both male and female. We are all. And how wonderful that is. How glorious that is to be all, to be the totality of all that is good. It's such a powerful, marvelous feeling. But it is a feeling that you have to become aware of. We're taught as children, little boys do this and little girls do that. And we grow up with that attitude. And we think to ourselves, what a strange attitude to have. And what a strange way to look at life, that little boys do this and little girls do that. And when we look at life that way, what are we doing to ourselves? We're limiting ourselves. We're limiting ourselves to the possibilities that one or the other brings to us. Instead of being broad and encompassing the whole spectrum of human nature, we just like to take a little part of it. Yet if we had the opportunity, if we had to be the mother-father of a family or the father-mother of a family because one of the parents were not there, could we do it? We sure could. Could we give the male aspects to our children if we are a woman alone? Could we give the female aspects to our children if we are a male alone with our children? And the answer is a very yes, a very great yes, because there is neither male nor female in the universal mind. It is all things. And these all things are ours right now. They're ours to use and ours to enjoy and ours to encompass in our life. And those who take advantage of it are those who are really getting the most out of life and finding life to be dynamic, exciting, and inviting in every way. Practice that today for yourself and know that it's really true, and that both male and female, that's me and that's you. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you. I like you, I like you, I like you. I love me, I love me, I love me. I like me, I like me, I like me. And life is truly an exciting adventure. More and more so every single day. How lovely it is.